Many Egyptian Americans say they hope the world does not fear the Egyptian uprising. They're rallying in support of change, as NPR's Jamie Terabay reports.
Egypt will be free.
It's around 28 degrees at the back lawn of the White House. About 24 protesters wave Egyptian flags, hold signs saying out to President Hosni Mubarak, and chant slogans. In the crowd of mostly young protesters is 60-year-old Hossam Mohammed.
Today I have a time of my life. Today I feel proud of my country, of myself. Time to get rid of this dictator.
He'd been on the phone with his sister in the coastal city of Alexandria. She took her husband in his wheelchair to the demonstrations in spite of threats of violence from Egypt's security forces. Like them, he says he wants to tell the world not to fear this uprising.
Egypt is not Iran. Egypt is not Muslim Brotherhood. Be Egyptian, they love life. Egyptian, they want to live like everybody else.
Now, I have admittedly been glued to the TV, glued to Facebook.
Sahar Aziz is a civil rights lawyer who worked at the Department of Homeland Security. Landlines are the only way she can reach relatives in Cairo since the internet's been cut off and cell service is spotty. Instead, she's connecting with others outside Egypt to keep track of the news.
The Egyptian-American community, the Arab-American community, I mean, it's all types of Americans and actually people from all over the world have been very actively posting new videos, new pictures, new information about Egypt.
There are at least 200,000 people of Egyptian descent living in the United States. In New York, they held watching parties. In Chicago and Seattle, San Francisco and Boston, they gathered to cheer on their countrymen. They're anxious for their relatives and nervous about change, but say it's about time the regime goes. Aziz says this uprising is about the young people. Most Egyptians live in poverty or immigrate because economic opportunity doesn't exist unless you're rich and connected.
I have cousins and friends there who are in their late 20s and have not been able to find a job for 10 years, and they're literally living with their parents and extremely frustrated.
In the excitement, Aziz took her grade school age boys to a recent protest in Washington to show them it was possible to demonstrate freely here compared to in Egypt. Another Egyptian American keeping close tabs on the news is Nadine Wahab. She's constantly on her computer sending emails to everyone she knows and scanning Facebook and Twitter. Finally, she says, Egyptians are not afraid to stand up for themselves.
I can hide behind my American passport and say, these are my freedoms. To be able to share that with my brothers and sisters in Egypt, with my cousins, with my uncles, and know that they now are beginning to know what that actually feels like was absolutely amazing.
Back at the protest at the White House, Hossam Mohammed holds onto his sign through thick gloves. He's excited about Egypt's future as a real democracy.
Trust me, young lady, I'm 6 years old, man, and we're going to have the American interest in Egypt or in the Middle East will be safe in a democracy.
He says he'll be out demonstrating every day until President Mubarak is gone for good. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Washington.
And we'll be bringing you updates on events in Egypt here on Morning Edition from NPR News.